Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your guest host, Cole Stratton, filling in for KP for, it's going to be a little stretch here, guys, so settle in. Let's meet everybody this week, shall we? First up, it's Craig Kakowski. Craig, I saw that you just went to the brand new Academy Museum. I also went there last week. What'd you think?
It's pretty amazing. I mean, they have Rosebud, which I guess I shouldn't spoil what that is, but it's a famous object from a famous movie, but it would reveal the end of the movie if I told you exactly what it is. So Rosebud is there. 3PO and R2 are there. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I mean,
Is that C-3PO?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why so formal? Like, his friends just call him 3PO.
It's not like Usted. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty impressive, especially all the, when you get to the costume section that then goes into that. It was like they have Cher's big Oscar dress that's infamous there. And
Bob Mackie dress, yeah.
Yeah.
I got a membership, so Chris, I can take you, and I'll explain what everything is.
Yes.
Yeah, I bought that too, like right when the shutdown was starting, and I was like, why did I just buy this? I don't know when this thing's going to open, but finally did. It's definitely really cool, so if you're in LA, check that out. Next up, James Heaney. James, what's a weird fact that you know?
Okay. I don't know if I should say it out loud, but let's just say, I won't give a lot of information, but I will say this. I was part of the team that worked on the piping for a police station's jail. And this is a weird thing. I was in charge of making sure that the hot water return from the hot water heater wouldn't go above a certain temperature, because if it does, they could purposely burn somebody. And I'm not qualified to be a piping person, but I do know CAD editing because of video games. So that's a weird fact about me.
Wow. Now where I expected that to go. Wow. I thought it'd just be like,
I can't say who got me the job, because I feel like this person would get in a lot of trouble, and I feel like this jail would probably be like, we can't trust this work anymore. You can trust the work. I followed the instructions. It's just like a video game.
Is the official title piping person?
Well, what it was is I was taking, there was blueprints that were on paper, and all I was doing was copying those blueprints be in 3D CAD editing. And it had to have the right pipe pieces and had to have it all in the right position because they were building it.
He used to be a pipe man. But
I don't know if
really
the text
correct.
Comes down at the bottom, but I it hope doesn't. That doesn't, don't say that name out loud, but that is the name.
I feel like it's redundant to say a weird fact about James Heaney.
That's right. That does it itself.
Just a fact.
Yep. Next up, Jackie Gonzalez DeRuthy. Jackie, if you were asked to do something for 24 hours straight for charity, what would you choose to do? And you can't choose sleeping.
That would be amazing if I could do that. For 24 hours straight, what I could do and enjoy doing.
Sure, or just would do
it's
to
for
get
charity,
through it.
Jackie.
For charity, Jackie.
For charity.
Oh, I would like play games. I would play like charades. I would play board games. I would do a 24-hour game night.
Jackie, on November 6th, Extra Life is happening where you play 24 hours of games. Now, technically, they're supposed to be video games, but you could play charades for 24 hours and
honestly,
raise money.
I could do video games, too. I love Mario.
Yeah.
I just like picturing the 23rd hour of charades, you know. Oh, God, another movie.
Right,
next
up. I could definitely do that, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. Chris Alvarado. Chris, what's one thing that never fails to cheer you up?
Probably the stories that Jackie posts on her Instagram. She'll I mean, some of it is her own content. I love that. But a lot of it, she'll just take the time out of her day to post, like, a monkey giving a dog a hug or something like that. That shit feels good. It's surprising how good that feels. And I think that's how social media should be used, you know, just like that, a little injection of joy.
There you go. That's really sweet.
Also, James, do you have any idea what the object is? The Rosebud object? You don't have to sit. Don't spoil it, but do you think you know what it is?
I'm pretty sure it's from the cartoon Alice in Wonderland.
Wait,
it's
what?
The ones. My guess is it's a white rosebud at the end, and it's before it's painted, but I don't know, and I don't want to spoil, but all the roses get painted red. They're not grown red. That's my guess.
I have no idea.
Pretty close.
just a coffee sweetener on the table in Pulp Fiction. Anyways, last up, Joey Greer. Joey, I've heard you got a Beat Poetry special coming out. Can you give us a little taste?
You know what? I did. And then I got the rug pulled out underneath me and all the producers just bailed. Apparently we couldn't get the money in time. And I told them, I was like, look, we don't got to do it for a big budget. All right. Like the whole point of the project is just to get the poetry out there. I don't need all this, but they wanted flame throwers. They wanted flame chairs. Yes. They wanted flame ceilings. And it was just like, so it was too much. I was like, that's too much. Yes. And we couldn't get the permits for the flames. And then everything kind of fell through before that. And not to mention there was like a whole issue of transport. And there was like this, there was actually a piping issue. I don't want to it was a jail system. There was it, but it doesn't,
don't so say where it was, please.
Joey, you could have just retitled your special from Joey Greer Spits Fire. That's why they wanted all the pyrotechnics.
Oh my God.
There you go. All right. Let's do a damn show, shall we? All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our new email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Scene one is from listener Kale, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemy This team. Hope you're all staying safe. I'm always excited for Tuesdays and Thursdays when the newest episode arrives in the feed. You're all easily my favorite improv team. Suggestion. Area 51 intern accidentally lets the alien escape. All the best, Kale."
It seems like everything in the fridge is labeled. Are we not allowed to eat anything out of here?
No. Well... yeah, you can't eat anything with the label on it. See, everything is labeled.
The problem is I brought my own food, but there's no room to put my lunch in there.
Right, because even the shelves are labeled, and the shelves are labeled for different people in the tent, right? So we've got our scientists, we've got our computer graphics. Mm-hmm. They each have their own shelves. You're our first intern. We just don't have a shelf for you yet.
Oh.
Yet.
It's just that I've got milk in my lunchbox. So
sorry to interrupt. Here's your coffee. I just wanted to check on those computer graphics, making sure they're up to par here.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Fantastic.
I'll show you right here. Okay, my pocket drive.
Oh, interesting.
Cool.
Look at that. So this is being projected outside of Area 51's compound, correct? People think it's just some kind of defunct amusement park. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's kind of like WandaVision. Mm-hmm. We're in
love the bubble. Show, huh?
I actually only watched the first three episodes, but I get it.
Why did you stop?
Do you really want to know?
I'm asking.
I'm so sorry. It's just that you're an intern and I'm really into
graphics and I'm a Marvel fan.
And I will show you how I do all of the computer graphics for our projection hexagon globe.
I'm going to go find somewhere to put my lunchbox.
So I actually stopped watching it because I wasn't laughing. And because it's 30 minutes, I thought I should be. Mm-hmm. And so I just
do
got
confused.
Do you
not confused. Want the coffee?
Sorry?
Elizabeth, Paul, bad news. We're not going to go for season 2. Evidently, it didn't test well in Area 51. I'm so sorry. I know you guys thought it'd be great to explore the characters further, but we're going to end it here.
Wait. What's the issue?
Well, you know, most of America really enjoyed the show, but the numbers came back from Area 51, and it's just didn't play well there. Didn't play well. And as you know, they fund most of the Marvel projects. And if Daddy's not happy, you know.
Yeah. This is disappointing. I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm sorry, Paul. I mean, you were great in the role. I mean, it was great that we found a way to bring you back. But, you know.
But I mean, it's a 30-minute show. Were they not laughing?
Well, no, that was the problem. They stopped laughing. And I know that if they just made it to episode 4, when the format really changed,
that it
became more Marvel-y and they would have liked it. But maybe 3 was too many to do kind of straight up, you know?
You know, I'm laughing at Crank Yankers, AFV, really any kind of prank show, like that kind of thing. Like, that's like what I want to see.
Totally. So you just, do you want me to get rid of the coffee or I just thought you wanted me.
Psst, Hey, hi. Oh, you must be new.
I'm just, it's kind of chilly in here. I was trying to put my lunchbox in here.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it's downright cold.
Sure, yeah. I live here in this cage.
It's so dark in there. I can't quite.
Oh,
can you come close? Holy shit. Oh, my God. You look like you're sick.
No.
What's wrong?
This is just the way we look. Just
they caged you up in here?
Like an animal. You know, in my galaxy, I'm a doctor.
Really?
Yeah. An actual doctor. And just because I have slime dripping from my face, they think I'm some kind of animal.
Hold on, you're a chiropractor in our galaxy, okay? Let's be clear about
that. Who are you?
He's him.
They name me X14. But my real name?
Yeah.
Is Tlerber.
Tlerber.
Tlerber, yeah. And actually, in our galaxy, I am a doctor.
Okay. Well, but still, I have clients, I have my own office, so that's something. What do you got in that bag?
Oh, this is, I got milk, it's a ham and milk. Cheese sandwich.
You got milk?
Shut up.
Oh my
shut
God. Can we have some of that milk?
It's really just like a single carton. It wouldn't serve both
carton.
Of you.
Oh my God.
You know what? We take a drop of it. Just a drop. I mean, listen, you better put that thing away. It's going to go bad anyway. So perhaps.
Yeah, that was the problem I had.
Can I just get a lick?
A lick of my milk?
Jackass. I really like that one. I wish they'd bring that one back. Mm-hmm. Hey, wait. Have you seen my intern?
Well, no, you told him to go away.
Sorry. Maybe we should get to work.
Where have you been?
Paul, so does this mean we're, like, through, or?
I mean, that's the case that Marvel movies use alien and U.S. Armed Forces technology. If we don't have their blessing, we can't make the show.
Paul, I meant, are we through?
Are we a thing?
Are we not? Wow, I'm very embarrassed. I'm very embarrassed.
Because I'm married to Jennifer Connelly.
And I'm Elizabeth.
Right.
So, we know.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, all right? I've been seeing this stupid amusement park just like run down by my house like all the time. It's not by my house, it's like pretty far out there. But you know, I live in the state. Who cares? Look, we just go in there, all right? We can tag it up, all right? And then once we get our tags down, we'll be able to hit up all the cities, man. You know what I mean? Perfecto, right?
Yeah, bruh. Sounds awesome.
Okay, get down. There's a plane. Dude, get down. Hide. There's a plane, dude. Holy shit.
That guy thing came fast. It was like totally like dark and creepy looking.
Yeah, dude, I've never seen a plane like that before, man. What the heck was that?
Yeah, I don't know, bro. God, dude, this is just, my day just got amped up, you know?
Dude, have you seen Independence Day?
Oh, my God, when haven't I? I mean, oh, I love that movie, man. It's just like, it's so realistic.
No way, dude, I hate it.
Ooh, milk has been ingested. Strength building. How are you feeling?
All right, man. I'm all right. Yeah.
Oh, I feel good. Like you hear my voice is changing. I'm feeling.
Yeah,
good.
We really got to like. Don't drink all that milk, man. That is fuel for our ship. All right, we got to make sure that we use that to get the hell out of here.
I think
you're
I can
drinking
bend these
a
bars.
Shit ton of our
I can
fuel.
Bend these bars now. Want that? What's the plan?
Sure, man. But I'm just saying, we need to. A ship can get just us out of here.
Take a lick.
I'm not gonna.
What do you mean Dr. Tlerber isn't in? I've had this appointment for 2 galaxy years.
He has been abducted.
This always happens under my HMO.
Well, you've got to get a better system then.
Indeed. I mean, look, it's just a checkup, but I've discovered these mysterious 17 lumps on my Gore-Tex, and I'm a little concerned.
Well, I'm only a receptionist. I can't diagnose your Gore-Tex, but, I mean, lumps can be attractive.
Did not look at it that way. Just, I'll cancel all future appointments then. Thank you. You've opened my eyes.
theoretically, I mean, I didn't do a lot of research on this company, but we aren't like a nefarious company, are we? Like, what am I? This is a college credit, right?
It's definitely college credit. We won't be paying you, that's for sure. And we got around some laws, like through a loophole that way, because technically we should be paying for work, but because it's a college credit, whether you're enrolled in college or not, as long as you say yes to the college credit, we cannot pay you, which is awesome for us. So if you just
here's
direct
the thing,
your eyes
I
to
just
this screen,
I found something when I was looking for a place for my lunchbox.
Like it was inspiration. For
I don't know how long you've worked here, and I don't know how deep this goes, and I don't know if you're a bad person, but they're keeping people locked up in a dark, cold room. And I had to give them. I had to give them something to drink. I felt bad.
Wait, first of all, we've been keeping people locked up in dark, cold rooms for centuries. And
really?
It's how we keep law and order, right? If you do something bad, there is a punishment. And even if you're a Disney World,
these were doctors.
Put you in the basement.
These were doctors. Well, one was a doctor and the other was a chiropractor.
I don't know if you watched, what was that show called? I kind of liked it. I watched the first half and then I looked on Wikipedia for the ending. The one with Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant, where he's a doctor, but he does real bad things. Do you see that?
All right, man, we just got to protect this ship. That's it. You know, anyone comes near it, man, I'll fucking kick anyone's ass. You know what I mean? No one's getting on this ship. Yeah, don't give a shit, you know? You got to be high profile.
Why don't you have
profile.
A gun, though? Like, shouldn't you, like, have your issue gun with you?
Oh, where'd I put it? You mean my hands? Yeah, I got guns on me, man, all right? I'm a lethal weapon through and through.
I mean, just because you have a gun on your belt doesn't mean you have to use it. You could still use your hands.
Attention all personnel. The asset has escaped. The asset has escaped.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh,
Sam,
fuck.
Sam, are you coming with me or not?
What the? We don't have any fuel, man. We got to find more fucking milk.
I'm the
man.
Fuel now. I'm the
you
fuel.
You want me to cut you open and just start draining your milk blood?
Well, no. Let's get to the ship and I'll stick my Gore-Tex into the capacitor.
Jesus, man. You're a chiropractor. You don't know how this goddamn ship works.
Let's
Jesus
get
Christ.
Out of here. You want to hang out here for the rest of your life?
Of course not, man. Look, we got to go to the kitchen or some kind of like space where they have the food. We got to find that milk and then we can get to the ship, all right?
Dude, I'm telling you, my Gore-Tex is full of milk.
Jesus,
it's
man.
Full of milk. You're a doctor. You can extract the milk from my Gore-Tex for sure.
But you would die, man. I'd kill you in doing it.
I don't care. I'd rather die. First, also, I have bumps in my Gore-Tex.
Let me see that. Holy shit. You got 17 bumps. You got 17 bumps here. You're pregnant.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We self-replicate, so it's, you know.
No, I know how it works. It's still an emotional moment. All right, let's get out of here.
There's Dr. Death. That's a podcast. I haven't listened to it, but I mean, you get it from the title, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I just...
don't worry about the alarm. Sometimes those go off. I don't know. You know how sometimes...
It's just the flashing
down.
Lights.
Everybody get down.
Oh my God.
Everybody get down right now. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Man, go, fuck. Man, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that you're going to die, and what? You're going to die.
All personnel to your stations. The asset has escaped.
Hey, James, we love your voice. Can you do something else, though? Because, like, can you tell, like, be more specific with the escape route or whatever? You have such a good... bass to your voice,
James. That is God talking to you.
Okay, you want me to announce on the intercom at Area 51 that there's an escape route? I just want to make sure I have this clear because I was—I don't know the blueprints.
I'm sorry. Has Dr. Chalerber been returned to the galaxy yet? I just had so many replicants, and my house is overwhelming, and I don't know what to do to stop it.
I noticed that you don't have those bumps anymore, so you must have replicated.
Yes, I replicated many a time, and I don't have the room in my perso pod.
Let me see. Let me just look at Dr. Chalerber's book. Yeah, still held captive on Earth, it says. For 80 years. That's Earth years. So that's about 5 minutes our time.
Okay. Well, then just put me on the book for whenever you can fit me in, and hopefully my offspring will have not eaten me at that point.
Okay, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Are you drinking all the milk? Stop drinking all the damn milk, man. Oh, God.
I feel fucking great. I feel good. I feel like I could actually get a medical degree.
That's great. Let's keep that inspiration. That's actually really good. But let's find that milk. We need some cartons for
let's
fuel,
get
all right?
Let's get to the craft.
I just need a gallon of milk, and that'll get us there. And we find,
wait, what's this room? The door's locked here. Let's just... Oh my god.
It's our buddy.
No.
Hey. Do you know these? What the hell?
He's a chiropractor. That's Dr. Tlerber. He's a doctor.
I have to believe it because my face is at a computer the whole day. Every day. Uh-huh. I know nothing else.
Okay.
Two doctors. Listen,
I only see orange juice, man. Is there any milk?
Two
is there any more
doctors.
Milk? Is there any milk around here?
You guys had the only carton that I brought in my lunchbox.
In this entire area?
Well, we have a fridge,
ham sandwich has cheese.
Each of the shelves is labeled.
Sorry, don't know if our security clearance allows us to use the break room, but Paul Bettany and Elizabeth Olsen, stars of WandaVision.
We love you. We
Wanda
love your
and Vision,
show.
Respectively.
Such a good show.
Thank you.
I liked it.
Are you an extraterrestrial by any chance?
You got me. Yeah. You got any milk on you by any chance?
Milk? No. I'm on a non-dairy thing per Marvel's request. Yes.
Miss, I got a lot of apple juice, man. No milk.
Can you take me to the marked refrigerator?
Me?
Yeah.
Me? Paul Bettany?
No, her.
Okay, me. Great, good.
Yeah. Look, I could also just kill you like that, and I don't want to do that. Oh,
whoa!
Sorry, I killed her. All right, hold on. And reverse now.
Thank God. If they're your
it's just
intern,
darkness.
Everything lies on you. You have full liability. What? It's a fucked up company a little bit.
Is that
And
Tom
that's our first scene. Vision will return in Ant-Man and Dr. Tlerber. Let's do our second scene, shall we? It's from listener Patreon Double VIP, Catherine Wazer, who wrote, "Hey, Kevin and fellow maniacal improvisers, just now around sundown, I was out weeding in my yard and pondering this late summer scene suggestion. Mosquitoes! As always, thanks for all the guffaws, Catherine in Tucson."
You better spray it on. You better spray it on thick now.
That's true. Yes, you do. Thick.
Thick, because you know
there should be a clear film on your skin.
When you touch your skin, your fingers should just slide right off.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
And that's how you know that that's enough. Most people don't put on enough bug spray.
Right. Uh-huh. I mean, one can should only take up about a quarter of your body.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're spraying,
I hate the way
can
it smells,
quarter-
though. I hate the way it smells.
Well, you're gonna hate getting stuck by a goddamn mosquito and getting injected whatever goddamn poison it has. You know, it's an alien. You know that, right? Mosquitoes are goddamn aliens. You
can
know
you
that?
Imagine getting West Nile? You would hate that. You would hate
You'd
getting West
hate
Nile.
Hate that.
Some people die of that. That's horrible. Would you?
It's
could
horrible.
You imagine? You'd hate
no.
that.
No.
It's just none of the other kids have to slather on as much as this.
None of the other kids are as beautiful and caring as you. None of the other kids' names are Jeremiah Jenkins. Well, except for Jeremiah Jenkins in the sixth grade. Yeah. But none of the other kids in your grade are named Jeremiah Jenkins.
It's just that when we play capture the flag or hide and seek, it's very easy for them to use their sense of smell to find me. You know? Because the smell of the...
Oh boy, am I thirsty. Are you thirsty, Gabe? Gabe? Oh, God.
I am so thirsty.
Do you smell some Jenkins in the air? I smell some Jenkins. Do you smell Jenkins?
Sixth grade Jenkins or fourth grade Jenkins?
Sorry to tell. I mean, it's a little musty out, but I think it'll get stronger if we follow the scent.
I wouldn't mind some more mature blood.
We should give it a shot. I mean, either or that, or we could, you know, stop by the Skeetos Casino on the way back and get a drink there, but I would prefer to get it now.
Oh, I do love that casino.
Can Jeremiah come out and play? Can Jeremiah come out and play?
Jeremiah's mom. We have to think about this.
Well, don't wait too long because we're picking teams and Jeremiah's great.
What game are you playing? Because if it's football, then no.
No.
Okay. If it's Red Rover, then no. He's got very weak wrists.
No. Can you come out?
Babe?
Yeah.
Let's put our heads together.
Just hiding behind the door. Yeah. Hi. Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Let's put our heads together.
Okay. And there they go. So what game is he playing? I heard a couple no's. I don't know what game.
We're probably going to just make one up.
Okay, let's do it right now. We're going to make it up.
Yeah, we have to know. We have to know, is it a contact sport? Is it a non-contact sport? Is he going to be allowed or is he not going to be allowed?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a game where you just say nice things.
Are you wearing mosquito spray?
No.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. That's okay. We got it. Okay.
Wow. You're a magnet.
Why are you pushing me? Why are you pushing me out the door?
Because you're attracting mosquitoes. Thank you very much. They're aliens.
Just kill them. It's easy. Watch. It's easy.
You're just
But look how many are on you. That's the whole point. Like, look how many Amelia are on you that you could just do that. It's so many.
Honestly, well, my dad, I thought that you were dumb before when it took you so long to think of a game. And
Miranda!
Now, I have to be honest.
My dad's a chiropractor.
Okay.
That doesn't help. That doesn't help what she's trying to say.
What I'm trying to say is you build an immunity. If you let them all bite you a bunch, then you're almost like become half mosquito. And it's fine.
I'm going to throw up. That is half mosquito?
You're doubling down.
Bartender, can I get a human blood and a human blood for my friend?
Oh, thanks, Gabe.
Two human bloods coming right up. Here you go. One for you, one for you.
Hey, the casino seems kind of dead today. What's going on?
Oh, it's just early. You guys wait around and it'll be happening in just a few hours.
Well, there's no time in a casino, right?
Well, unfortunately, there's no time inside of here, people don't typically show up at 9 a.m.
All right. Well, I have a 3-day lifespan, okay? So I'd like to get something happening.
Look, you see in there? That's where all the mosquitoes live. And if we just threw a rock at it, or we stepped on it with our feet and then we ran away, that could be a fun game.
Or we could play charades. Right? Like, I know that that's fun. I don't know if throwing a rock is fun. I know that charades is fun. I'm very good at guessing.
I think I'd rather just throw a rock at the mosquito thing.
What the hell are you kids doing on my
the
land?
The old man in the woods. The old man in
this
the woods.
This is my mosquito farm.
Wait,
what the hell are you doing?
Why would you farm them? What are you
You're
using them
mosquitoes?
For?
Mosquitoes?
Well, it's America, and it's my God-given right to farm this land. All right, what are you doing with that rock?
Holding it, playing charades. You're covered
Don't
in bombs,
you goddamned,
sir.
These are mosquito bites, idiot. I'm becoming half mosquito.
That's a true thing, right? That's a real thing.
Absolutely. Look at me. I'm about 100 bumps away from being skeeter myself.
Why do you want to be half?
Well, you idiot, have you never wanted to fly before?
I mean,
this is what are you two young bachelors doing here at the casino?
Hello. What brings you to this pond of stagnant water?
Well, I just wanted to see if there's anything happening. You know, I only have such a short lifespan. Wanted to make the most of it.
I know,
bartender,
right?
Can I have a blood martini, please?
Yeah, one blood martini coming in.
How many eggs can you lay at a time?
Me, 60 plus.
60 plus, okay. All right.
Gosh, I'm terrible at this. You think I would have learned in the 4 hours I've been alive? do you prefer rock throwing or charades?
Oh, you're so cute, aren't you?
Look, I'm gonna cut to it. Let's reproduce. All right, can we reproduce?
You want to reproduce with me? That's gonna be 60 blood pieces.
Oh, you're a professional, Elves,
you
huh?
You can't do that. You can't make that transaction at this bar. You gotta go to the tables.
I'd rather stand next to the stagnant water.
Jeremiah, come in. Jeremiah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You gotta... Okay, yeah, I can hear you. I'm in my closet.
Okay, but you gotta do the noise. Otherwise, I don't know if you're on the walkie-talkie or not.
Oh, sorry. It's just... It's...
Jeremiah, just listen up.
Okay, I'm listening.
While your parents keep you locked up, I'm turning into a mosquito.
What? Are you not wearing spray?
On the contrary, my friend. On the contrary.
Oh.
And if you keep wearing the spray, well, we can't be friends.
I'm locked up here. They won't even let me come down because somebody was down there and told them that we were going to play. I don't know. They must have lied or something. They told me I'm not allowed to leave my room.
That was me. I came.
What? You weren't wearing... Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Look, it's not just me. It's Tiffany, too.
You guys are both turning into mosquitoes?
Yeah. She's in a weird process, though, because she got bit so much that now she's taking a nap. I think she's becoming a mosquito faster than me.
Now, I know my parents are very strict, but they seem to think that many mosquito bites is dangerous. Are you sure that maybe they might be smart on this one?
Absolutely not. My dad's a chiropractor.
Sweetie, did you hear that one of Jeremiah's classmates died?
Yeah, Tiffany. Yeah.
Breakthrough malaria.
I know, it's insane. That's what I'm saying. We have to spray.
Thick.
Exactly. There has to be a clear film over your body. It just doesn't make any sense.
I just feel like if he doesn't want to listen, that hurts me.
It does.
That hurts me.
Now, thank you for coming, city council members and members of the community. Now, obviously, there is a situation here.
Yeah, we got to get rid of that goddamn man in the woods, all right? He's farming mosquitoes. It's that guy's fault.
Well, he's part of the community, and we're going to take a vote. Do we want to embrace the mosquito community, let them build out their casinos, their whorehouses and whatnot, or do we dump a thick spray on this entire community?
I would honestly bring back DDT to get rid of these mosquitoes. We're not even considering Zika. There are so many
mosquito-transmitted. But there are mosquitoes here who get to speak as well. Mosquitoes?
They don't pay taxes. They only live for 3 days. What? Why?
You have the four mosquitoes.
Thank you. I'm a bartender at the Mosquito Casino in the bog area. And I just want to say that it's not fair that you want to get rid of us. Oh, somebody's murdering us in the crowd. Stop it.
Well, someone just bit me, so I don't know what you want me to do.
We're just feeding.
Oh, that was okay? Me. That was me. I just bit you.
Oh, hey, Hank, how are you, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Sorry.
Mosquitoes were here long before men were here, and we think it's only right that we have rightful ownership of the land.
Okay. Sounds pretty good to me. So
I'm going to make a claim here to say the Earth is only 2,000 years old. All right, I'm going to say the Earth is only 2,000 years old.
Okay, all right, Rick. Like every week, we have that on the record. That is.
Can I just say that? If you just give us a mosquito district, we could stick to that, and then everybody could be happy. Because if you don't, my good friend Gabe here just got malaria from a professional, and he might want to spread it, if you see what I'm saying.
I'm carrying malaria.
Oh, my God.
Okay, oh God, it's okay. Everybody relax. Okay, so a mosquito district. Okay, that's not a bad idea. I think that's a good compromise.
Let's just wait it out. The thing will die in 3 days. Just wait it out.
How many eggs can you lay? Typically.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a male mosquito. My name is Gabe.
I'll take 2 shots of A negative. And whatever this guy wants.
Okay, 1 A negative, and what do you want, pal?
I always try to be positive.
Is this serious? Do you really want to be positive?
Yeah, I really do. I really do want that. Thank you.
One A negative, one B positive.
You know that they're exterminating us tomorrow. It's just over.
I don't want anybody talking bummer talk in my casino bar, okay?
I can do whatever I want with my last day. If I want to drink myself into a freaking coma, I can do that. If I want to talk negative, I can do that.
Fine. Well, here's your drinks.
Give me a little.
You're gonna find lonely company. I'm sure B positive guy isn't gonna want to hear you talk about doom and gloom.
Kiss me right on my mouth. Bartender.
Me? There's no way I'm gonna kiss you. There's no way.
Before I take this shot, or I'm not gonna take this shot. I really want to take the shot. And after the shot, I want you.
I mean, you just bought a drink for this fella here, and you want me to kiss you right on the lips?
Oh, a little kiss right on the lips. And then after I take the shot, I want. Ooh, while I was talking, I like that. So, take it. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you all for coming. Jeremiah Jenkins was a kind, sweet boy who unfortunately passed away the first time he was allowed out to play.
Oh my God, no. Jeremiah Jenkins?
Is this the fourth?
That sixth grader?
Yep. Sixth or fourth grader? Which one?
Oh, you know, I didn't. Forensic hasn't come back with the grade level of the body. I'm not sure. If there's anybody who wants to say a few words, human or Skeeto, now would be the time to do so.
I'll say something. I guess I'm going to have to, I'll be jumping from the fourth and sixth grader because I don't know which one was lost to us. But for the fourth grade, Jenkins, I can't do this. I can't do this.
Jump.
Hank, Jesus Christ, man.
Sorry, man. You just had a beautiful piece of skin right there. I just couldn't resist myself.
God damn, you just pinched the back of my arm, man. Oh, my God.
And that's our second scene, y'all. Oh, that poor boy. Our third scene, scene 3, is from listener Joe, who wrote, "Hello, Kevin and the gang. Thank you all for making my work life bearable. I truly believe you are excellent at what you do, even if my wife insists she doesn't get it." "I am a gardener in the north of England, and I hate my colleagues. Luckily, a lot of my work involves the use of ear defenders, so I get to listen to you guys instead of the incessant bollocks they talk. Here's my suggestion. A gardener, somewhere in the north of England, hates his colleagues because they're all arseholes. Thanks again, Anonymous Joe."
That's what I fucking said to him. I said, "The only way we're going to fucking get ahead doing it is that we all smack it away for him smashing up. He is just not even on our way. He's walking around. He's the bloody governor. And I know what is going on, mate. And that's just how it is."
Hold on. Let me take off my headphones. I think that they were muffling up your sound a bit. Couldn't really understand.
Oh, you couldn't hear the thing I was saying?
On.
Is that right?
You could just repeat it now.
You repeat everything I just bloody said because you were listening.
I can't stand you with my headphones on.
Fuck off. I'm out here with the bushes.
Why, so it is, Dan. These chrysanthemums look like bollocks. What's going on?
We're fucking working on it.
Oh, you know, it doesn't look like it. Seems like a lot of chatter and not much planting, you know.
You said it's some chatter.
Chatter. Chatter, like fucking talking, you dope.
Like cheese, cheddar.
Look, just get these planted by 4 p.m. I'm going to come back and check the work, all right, then?
Father, can I go outside and talk to the gardeners? Please, Father, talk to me. Put your pipe down, put the paper down, and just look at me.
Why would you want to talk to the help, boy?
I feel like I could learn something from them.
They're of another class.
Yeah. Dad, you ever read the book Siddhartha?
By Hermann Hesse, yes.
I kind of feel like Siddhartha.
Really?
I feel like you're protecting me from the evils of the world, but the evils of the world is the world, and perhaps I should be among them.
So you think a religion should be based around your life. That's how egocentric you are.
Or something.
Or something.
Look, I had my first child at 72 years old. I don't have very much time left on this earth, and I've got to make my way through all the books in this library. And you're disturbing me, son.
I'm sorry, Father.
So, yes, if you'd like to go out and play with the like, gardeners.
Honey, do you mind if I go out and talk to the gardeners? They are out there working so hard, I want to bring them tea. Mm. Oh, hi, son.
Hi, stepmom, Bambi.
I'm going to go out and bring the gardeners tea, if that's okay.
All right, look out. Here comes that fucking Yankee weird boy and his goddamn plastic mother.
Hi.
Really far up. Oh, there they are.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
I wanted to introduce my son to you guys. I don't know if you guys have gotten a chance to meet him. He's not blood. I've never had a baby.
What are you trying to say with that? That is intact.
I'm just saying he brought
you tea. What the fuck is this? Is this Lipton tea? Is this Lipton? Get this shit out of here. I don't drink this shit.
It's brisk,
PG
baby.
Tips all the road.
Yeah, yo.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You've come to
it's
our country
PG
now.
PG tips all the road.
PG tips all the road.
I'm so sorry. I'm from America. I don't know what that word is.
Look, could you bring us some fucking biscuits or something? We're hungry, you know?
Could I work with you guys today?
I'm not a babysitter.
No, you don't need to babysit me. I'm old enough to take care of myself, and I'm a hard worker.
Well, how old are you? You hold yourself to be a little older, but you sound like a child.
They won't tell me exactly.
What?
What do you mean they won't? What the hell's that?
Cover your ears. Cover your ears. Cover your ears. He's 13. He can't work for you guys. That's too young, okay?
What does he know his name? I mean, his age. Why doesn't he know his age?
We're giving him an age surprise. We're having an age reveal, okay? We're going to have an age reveal for him.
It's going to create some kind of complex. He's going to think he's a deity or something.
You know what the problem is? It's like, I'm only 19. All
what
right?
The hell?
Shut up. Okay, shut up.
A good point, though.
Look, here's the situation. I'm an 85-year-old man married to a 19-year-old woman. I sired a child the first time when I was 72. His mother died in childbirth, and I then married an even younger woman. And then relocated to the north of England, where I have an extensive library.
Well,
I got it, but your autobiography is going to need to be longer. I mean, I'm writing it, but, you know, we're going to do our best with these words, but...
Why not? I mean, that's a pretty straightforward autobiography. If you can get the job done in 5 pages, why not do it?
It's more like a pamphlet.
Fine. Then we'll put it out as a pamphlet. We'll print 200 copies. My son is having an age reveal party soon, so...
All right.
Okay, let me just check this out. So, all right. Do I have malaria? Oh, nice little thing here. What is this pamphlet? Okay. Oh, interesting. What the fuck? Excuse me. I'm sorry. I have an appointment with the chiropractor in a little bit, but just looking at some of the pamphlets you have here accessible to the patients in the waiting room. This is just a strange one. About an 84-year-old man.
I don't order the pamphlets, pal.
Is this like a health issue or what is it? What is this supposed to be preventing or making me aware of? I don't understand.
I think that one is more of like a straight up biography, but I think a lot of these are more like with chiropractic and lower back pain.
Okay, so this has to do with lower back pain, you're saying? The biography?
I'm saying that one probably not so much, but sometimes when we buy our pamphlets, they'll throw in like some newer stuff that they're just trying to unload. You know.
Wait a second.
So. That was a hard work day, mates. Now that we're mates, I was wondering if, one, I could have one of those cigarettes, and two, if you three want to come to my age reveal party tonight.
I mean, I'll definitely give you a cigarette. I don't know if I want to go to a 13-year-old's party, mate.
Oh, no, damn it. You ruined a party for me. You fucking ruined a party.
Fuck you, mate.
It's okay. Look, maybe next week we can convince your parents to give you a name reveal party.
I'm
17. I thought I was in my 30s at least.
Right, here's a cigarette, mate. All right. Look, I think it's time for us to fuck off. So,
No. We're mates now, right?
No. I mean, we work together. You know, it's
inappropriate.
Not
inappropriate. You're so young. Yeah. It's not
how old are you?
I'm 43.
How old are you?
43.
And you?
I'm 13.
What the fuck? Are you serious? You're 13?
Yeah, I've got a legal fucking idea. I got to bring home the quid, you know?
Jesus.
All right, we got to offload these pamphlets, okay? I don't give a shit. Just stuff them in with whatever, okay? We got too many of these goddamn pamphlets. Just ship them with wherever. Just ship them with wherever, okay?
Okay. They just don't really go with any of the other material that we have. I mean, we have got a lot of health material, and then, I don't know, this is a biography.
I know. Just stuff it in. Just we got to move it, okay? It can't sit here, all right? If it sits here, it costs us money. So just
there's only 200 of them. I don't think it would be that hard to get rid of them.
Oh, you think that? You think...
Okay. You're my fucking editor, okay? You're not my friend. You work for me. You're telling me that I didn't make the New York Times best-selling list because a fucking pamphlet did?
Well, think about this, okay? Think about the popularity of Bridgerton and the fact that it was so popular as a book, and then now it's a TV show, and people are into pamphlets. People are into pamphlets.
I don't follow that logic, Pam.
Well, that's because you haven't read the books or seen the show, which makes you one in a million, because most of America has, which is why you didn't make the cut this year. Now, what are you going to do to make it?
I don't know. I guess a flyer, perhaps?
Yeah. I mean, people want shorter things. The attention span is smaller. They want a thumbnail, something quick, something snappy.
Okay. Hey, Pam, I didn't mean that thing about not being friends.
Now, this is amazing. Now, everyone has seen your flyer. It's in every single city. Silly city. I can't even speak. I'm so excited. Ken, what was the impetus? How did you create this flyer? I mean, it's so good.
I think like a lot of humans, I had a need. I had a need, and I wanted to satisfy that need, as you could tell by the little perforated things at the bottom of this flyer, right? You can pull one of those.
For guitar lessons, yes.
For guitar lessons, and it's a story. It's the human story. Thank you very much.
What do you say to people who say they couldn't get through
the whole
thing? I'm sorry,
you don't get to ask questions on my show.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Stand up and ask questions.
We work at the same network. Same network.
You have your show.
Father, I can't believe you're on your deathbed. I only knew you for a short amount of time.
I never got to read all the books in the library.
I'll read them for you.
They're too long. They're too long. Why can't they all be flyer or pamphlet size?
You know, I'm so young, I have my whole life to read books and be just like you.
You're 13. I'm sorry you had to find out that way.
It's okay.
If I can return to full strength, we'll have a name reveal party later this week. You can find out your name.
That would be nice, Father. When you die, can I kiss Bambi?
Can you kiss Bambi?
Maybe you should get your rest. Maybe you should just get your rest.
Who is Bambi?
Sorry, love. Just got to attend to him. Just got to attend to him. It's all right, yeah. Okay. We might have to kill him tonight. Just a little heads up.
Kill him? Right.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know if we'll have the space. So, yeah.
Just occurred to me that my wife has a boy's name.
Bambi. All right, love. Let's just get another pillow for ya.
You're putting all that over his face?
Yeah, we might have to do it. We just might have to do it. All right.
He goodbye. Sounds fine.
Goodbye, Spencer. Oh, shit. I'm sorry you had to find out this way.
No.
I love you, Spencer.
I love you, Dad.
I tried.
Read the pamphlet. Learn about who I was.
Push harder.
Nah, just come back tomorrow. It's all fine. Don't worry, love.
Hey, gang. Hey, co-workers. Friends.
Hey there.
So you probably heard my dad died.
Yeah, we heard. We read it in the new Fortune Cookie Times. It's the greatest newspaper. It's one sentence.
Yeah.
So, you guys still gonna work here, or like you're gonna like find somewhere else to work, or?
I'm thinking about just concentrating on being a teenager now, you know?
Oh, that sounds cool. I can't do that.
I'm thinking about getting rid of my accent and becoming like a publishing editor. Reading those pamphlets really, really inspired me. And I feel like I know what the world wants.
Pamphlets.
Cool. Yeah, I thought about taking different microorganisms, extracting DNA sequences, and maybe even making my own some kind of chimera-like animal or plant. You know what I mean? And creating a whole new Garden of Eden for myself and being able to tend that.
Big dreams over there. I thought mine was pretty big.
Whatever we do, why don't we finish our job here and get rid of this mosquito colony right on here in this boggy area?
Okay.
In this boggy area. I thought you said right in Bulgaria, and I thought, I cannot get on another plane. The last one fucked me up.
I'm not going to Bulgaria. I deal with mosquitoes when we're going right here.
Sorry, guys. Let me take off my headphones.
Were you not hearing this?
He gets in the middle of the communication.
Could you not hear a thing we were saying?
Could hear you, but I don't think I was understanding you very well.
Why am I? So you got to repeat it the whole way again, or not? Is that what you're talking about?
The whole thing.
I don't even know what you heard.
I cleared it up, not Bulgaria.
This is it, boys. Let's toast as we watch our community crumble.
And everybody give me a little kiss.
I just want to let you know how much I respect all of you. I'm on my deathbed just 3 days after I was born.
Well, you're about to last all the way to the very bitter end.
That's good. And another round of human blood for everyone.
Another round!
Crash!
And that's our show, everybody. So sad. Let's see what our alchemists are up to. Say goodbye, Craig Kukowski.
Hey, at Kukowski on Twitter, see Kukowski on Instagram when it doesn't shut down and stop the world. Find me on social media, which is poison.
Jackie Gonzalez Duruthi.
Oh yeah, I'm at Jackie Gonzalez. No, I'm not. I'm at Jackie Duruthi. And at the end of this month, the most wonderful part of the year is starting back up, and we're starting a little early with a Halloween surprise that I'm very excited about. That we've been teasing for some years, and so I'm very, very excited about that. If you like Christmas movies, take a listen. Chris, the crash at the end of that last scene, were you trying to have the aliens crash into the bug colony, the alien ship?
No, that would have been so good. That was just a lot of But if we're talking about, you know, reveals or would-haves, I was hoping my name reveal party would have been named Buddha. But, you know, what are you going to do?
There you go.
I guess I'll just take it from here, huh, Cole? So you can find me at The Comedy Fix. That's my other podcast here. Otherwise, I'm eating a bunch of pumpkin pies at Chris Alvarado. It kind of upsets some people, which is funny to me. But I don't want to name names or say anything. But some people, you know, aren't into the pumpkin cheer. And that's their problem, not mine.
Hey, that's pie in their eye, you know?
That's right. Cole, so glad you're here.
Hey, thanks. James Heaney.
On November 6th, extra-life.org is where you'd go. You can donate money, and it goes to the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. There's going to be tons of people doing 24-hour gaming streams. One of the many is going to be Gamefront. So you could go to extra-life.org, and if you search for Gamefront, you'll find it, and you could get involved also. It's a good cause.
Nice. Joey Greer.
Yeah, you know, I do think social media is poison. I'll plug, you know, alchemy, this and all that, whatever. But what we all should be doing, really, is going out there, hunting for your own denim, making your own denim.
Yeah, you gotta
and just hunt. Like, you gotta hunt for it. And it's therapeutic. It's nice. Get out in nature. Look for that. There's raw denim everywhere. Stop paying for it.
That makes sense. I am at Cole Stratton or at Stratton Cole on whatever those social media things are. Find us all on Elo. I mean, that's where all the hip kids are nowadays. Thanks so much for coming to the podcast, y'all. Let's thank our engineer and producer, Doug Bame. Bame. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. Please write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Until next time, alchemythis.